Hey,
man, brother, I'll sing in tune up there. I'll sing about 11 down here.
Okay.
Bless the Lord.
My latest song.
Yeah.
Is
bless you, brother. Bless the Lord.
This song here means a lot to me. I've been hearing it on the gospel channel. I listen to it, and it's just, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all just bear with me. I have been singing this for two times. We practiced a little bit Friday over here. So, but when I heard it, I thought, oh, God, I've got
amen, sister. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way,
yeah.
And everybody still just remember me. I'm still, I go for my ultrasound, I mean my MRI next month, because I feel like something else is going on with me because my blood pressure is staying really high. So y'all just keep me in your prayers.
Amen, Sister Sharon. Amen. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Good singing,
sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
Good message.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
I've sung this song several times here, but I don't know, something today told me to sing it.
Hey, amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's right.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God, the way things are looking.
Amen.
It's the craziest day I ever lived in my life. Anything can happen. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
That song for y'all this morning. Who am I?
Who am I? Amen.
Such as I, to suffer the shame,
amen. Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. Got a full house. Man. James back. Hallelujah.
Without him I could do nothing.
Try it, brother man.
Without him I surely may.
Try it.
Like a ship without a sail.
That's right.
Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be.
Amen.
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 And
the truth.
Bless him, Father.
Without him, I would be dying.
That's right.
Without him, I would be enslaved.
Yes.
Without him, I would be holy.
Amen, brother. Amen.
But for Jesus' name, God, I'm saved.
Amen. Uh-oh. Sing it, Brother Patrick.
So, Jesus, do you know him today? Do not turn him
away. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brothers.
Without him, how lost
right.
I would be.
Amen. 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 Good job, everybody. Amen. How true. Without him, how lost I'd be.
Good job.
Good job. Was the battery running down or what was that?
Nah, it was buffing. It was buffing out.
I don't even know what that means.
It means stalling. Just stalling, it does that.
I got a few announcements to make this morning. First of all, I ain't never seen this many people in here. Amen. Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what the total count is, but I'm seeing a lot of heads back there. Amen. Next Sunday, we're going to have communion here. I'm just giving you a heads up if you want to partake of the communion service. We're going to have communion next Sunday. Spring's got here. Things starting to bloom. Things starting to green out. We're going to start having Sunday night services pretty soon. We're just waiting for the days to get long enough because we've got people that can't drive after it gets dark and we don't want to put them in jeopardy. But we're going to start having Sunday morning, Sunday night services here pretty soon, Brenda Goff. And we also got revival coming up.
Yes.
I don't know about y'all, but I need a little revival every now and then.
Yes, we do.
Donnie was telling me he had to jump start his Jeep this morning. That's the way I am sometimes. I got to have a jump start.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. We got revival coming up. First week of May. Brother Fishback.
Yeah.
Good brother in the Lord.
Yes.
Going to be officiating or going to be the evangelist. And I think, if I understand this right, it's going to be Monday through Wednesday. I believe that's right.
Yeah.
And we might even possibly start it on Sunday night if we're already having the Sunday night services. We'll just see.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I like squeezing all we can get in. Amen.
That's right.
One thing about the Sunday night service, I like this part about it. You're not usually under the gun. I mean, I'm thinking about right now what I'm going to eat. You know what I mean? And on Sunday night service, I've done eat enough to kill a hog. And I'm just trying to recover. And on Sunday night, I'm telling you right now, I kind of enjoy the Sunday night services more than do the Sunday morning services. Y'all remember my wife, she didn't feel like eating nothing this morning. She didn't eat much of nothing yesterday. She's just not feeling good. I think being married to me 47 years has took its toll on her. I wouldn't wish that on nobody, but please remember her when you pray. I was praying this morning, and all of you have been prayed over. But as I was praying this morning, I was asking the Lord to bless my two granddaughters. And I got to thinking about how I didn't have two daughters. I had one daughter got killed in a car wreck. I thought about it when Brother Eric sung that song about come angel band, because every time I hear that song, I think about her having that car wreck on the side of the road on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm asleep. I don't even know about it and get a phone call. But even though I couldn't be there, I think about that angel band that come down. She got saved. She's 10 years old. She left out here. She lived 17 one week. Mm. I mean, it ain't like I got any say in this matter. But that angel band could be there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, they said, Cindy, you ready to go home? And you know what? It's kind of like playing hide and seek, ready or not. We're going to leave out one of these days.
That's right.
But every time someone sings that song, "Oh Come Angel Band, Carry My Soul Away," I think about her. I couldn't be there, but she wasn't forsaken. And she was called out. And you know, that's what Jesus told Peter. He said, when you get old, everybody don't get old. But in Peter's case, he said, when you was young, you girded yourself, went whithersoever thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou not. I can't take myself to heaven, brother, but I'm going to have a heavenly escort. Yeah. They're going to show up one of these days. They're going to say, "Brother Eddie, we'll go home." And I'll probably shout louder than Brother Ed. Amen. But we'll both shout, I guarantee it. Lord, yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, leave all my trouble behind. Right. Hey, the devil's been a headache to me ever since I got saved, and somewhat before I got saved. But I'm going to leave him a headache. Amen. I like to see him balance my budget, make the bills, right. Pay the bills, make it, we got to make ends meet, whatever. But anyway, as I was praying this morning, I thought, I had two daughters here.
Yeah.
And they've done graduated this life, but guess what? I got two granddaughters.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not without. You remember Job, he had twice as many as he had before. I don't know if they're grandkids or not. I'll just tell you this. Them grandkids, buddy, they don't call them grand for nothing. They'll cost you a grand and then some. They're worth every penny of it. Amen. I love my grandkids. But can you imagine burying two daughters and not having two granddaughters to cushion that? Thank God. Man, I'm telling you, God's gracious and good. I think somebody, it might have been Rita, sung that song about giving thanks to God. And boy, we need to. Amen. But don't forget this. Next Sunday's communion, we're getting ready to start Sunday night services. And the first week of May, we're going to have revival. Mm-hmm. I think that's all the announcements. Amen. We'll take our text this morning. And thank you for all the visitors that showed up. I was expecting a few because I sent out a lot of cards, but I believe this is more than I was even expecting. Rita showed up this morning. I thought good as soon as you walked in the door. You talking about a blessing? Amen.
Lord.
Walked right in here. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 22. We'll take our text from there. You can take this text from anywhere because it's throughout the Bible. But I wanted to take it from right here. Try to get my garbage up here, my notes scribblings together here. 2 Samuel 22, we're going to read the first 8 verses. And we're going to preach expository on these verses. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song. In the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. Now, you're talking about putting a song together. Right. You get delivered. I heard some good singing just now. I love the congregational singing.
Yeah.
I love the special singing. I was over making melody in my heart. But you want to have a song come together. You get delivered out of your enemies.
Yeah, that's right.
You get delivered out of a king that's mad, he's jealous, and he wants you dead. You get delivered out of that, and you'll start thinking like this man here singing. Verse 2, he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge." He got all these pronouns right. "My Savior," that is 7 letters too. "Thou savest me from violence, I will call on the Lord. Man, I tell you, we could just stop right here and shout the roof off.
Amen.
Who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the ways of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, that is a pretty distressful moment.
Yeah.
I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and He did hear my voice out of His temple, and my cry did enter into His ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because He was wroth. Well, stop our reading right there. I'm preaching today on our refuge. And boy, I'm telling you, we've come down an hour. You better have one.
That's right.
Just imagine you're over in Ukraine right now. Or even in America right now. I'm just telling you, buddy, it's a good time to have a refuge. Well, we thank You, Lord, for the service thus far. We thank You, Lord, for what we just read. We thank You, Lord, for the songs we just heard.
Yes.
We thank You, Lord, for the shouting. Lord, for the foot stomping, for the clapping, for the praise that's already took place here. Lord, we pray for even more of it. Lord, I pray we just have to stop and shout a little bit. Help us, Lord, today to get our mind off of worldly problems and get our affections on things above, to get our minds, Lord, where they need to be. Lord, to realize like Brother Danny sung there, Lord, who am I? Oh, that You bestow so great blessings upon us. Lord, that You've been so good to us. Help us, Lord, I pray, to relish the moment. Lord, to enjoy this time that we have with You. Lord, we sure want to thank You and praise You for whatever You do. And want to ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I like to never found the words to this song. And we used to sing it a lot. And I'm not a singer. I ain't going to sing it, I don't think. But anyway, as I was thinking about this message, I couldn't believe I couldn't find this song in the songbook. But I bet you remember this song. Give me shelter from the storms, they come along my way. Let Thy sweet protection then be mine forever, mine. Underneath Thy loving arms, Lord, keep me safe each day. Mm-hmm. Hide me safe in Thy love divine. Thy love divine. I challenge you to find that song. I like to never, I don't even have it all on here. I Googled it and just got part of it. That's the chorus of the song. Name of the song is Shelter from the Storms.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, we've come a long way the wrong way when you can't find that song in the songbooks of the Church of the Living God. Amen. But here David is, and he's wanting to sing. And the reason he's wanting to sing is because God has delivered him. Listen, when God is all you have, God is all you need. No matter what the enemy throwed his way, David found out he didn't have to go no further than the Lord to see everything that he was needing for what he was going through. And you'll do well to do the same. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, the Word of God says this: the eternal God is our refuge. Ain't you glad He's eternal?
Yeah.
I mean, if God was just kind of like, you know, just so far, and then He's going to be gone, it'd be hard to put the confidence in Him that I need to put in Him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But He's from eternity past to eternity forever, oh God. I'm talking about He's eternal. And His protection is eternal. I think we got some people in our government right now that, you know, there ought to be a shelf life. I think their shelf life has exceeded the date. I'm talking about, I can't even believe they're still alive and they're still in there kind of hindering this great country that God raised up
and has blessed it so greatly that I'm glad to be a citizen of this country, to have the freedom,
amen,
to have the liberty, to have the rights that you have here in this country. But I just tell you, they're not eternal. Amen. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and destroy him.
Yeah.
That's Deuteronomy 33:27. I thank God for that promise.
Amen.
Did you notice that he's eternal?
Yeah.
Did you notice he's got everlasting arms? Yesterday, me and Donnie went out hunting arrowheads. We didn't find no arrowheads. We was done. And really, I was just making a circle instead of backtracking to go back home. And we come up on a field that just kind of rough, looked like chisel plowed it. But it had, Brother Eddie, it had flat balls in it, that big one. Now, you know, actually my arms are swung today. You know I couldn't just leave without the flat balls. I'm trying to figure out a way to wheelbarrow something. But, Carol, we're talking $2 a pound, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Donnie's over there looking for arrowheads. I'm like, of course, Lucy done went back there in the back, shed them glasses on. My eyeballs are like them glasses.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them balls of flint. I've got them in 5-gallon buckets, and a 68-year-old man's packing all the rocks he can buy. I squatted that old truck, and then we got to the house, and I piled them up by the barn. Donnie said, what are you going to do for them? I just said, I don't care. I got them home. That's all I care. I didn't want to leave them in the field.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, buddy, he's got everlasting arms, Sybil. I don't have to worry about his arms getting tired like mine did.
Yeah.
I told Donnie, I said, I'll have Charlie Orton's at mine. I'll have hand cramps and everything else.
Yeah.
Brother James, them arms held up.
Yeah.
I'm packing it 2 5-gallon buckets at a time. You want to get in shape? Follow me. They weigh 90 pound a piece, Sue. I'm packing 180 pounds. I just barely weigh that. I'm packing. Why are you doing it, Brother Eddie? I'm seeing dollar signs. Balaam said, I see him in the rocks.
That's right.
I'm looking at about $500 worth of flint, and bored as I am, it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, some people think taters. I dig these big flint balls up out of the ground. I said, thank the Lord. But I didn't have the everlasting arms, Jerry. And I finally said, hey, well, we'll come back another day and get some more. I finally threw it in the towel. But the only reason I said that, his arms don't grow tired. He's got everlasting arms.
Amen. Yeah, right.
Now, when I'm preaching about our refuge, some people have made other things their refuge. In Isaiah chapter 28, mentions about some people that made lies their refuge. I was going to quote some of it, but I feel I've just got a lot of liberty up here right now, so I guess I'm going to turn and read it, amen. In Isaiah chapter 28, starting in verse 14, the Bible says, wherefore hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell we are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. But we have made lies our refuge.
Yeah.
And under falsehood we have hid ourselves. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion. Thank God he did. For a foundation of stone, Sister Bonnie, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. I'm not running no more. I'm on standing ground. Amen. Solid ground. Amen.
Holy ground.
Yeah, glory. Amen, Rita.
Amen.
Hey, listen. He said, judgment also will I lay the line. There's some people down here, they're in more trouble than they realize. You see, they're getting away with everything. I don't know how they do what they do and get away with. I mean, I've heard about a laptop from hell, and somehow it just gets swept on the rug, and nobody even look, you know, really even pay much attention. It's coming back. Chickens are coming home to roost.
Yeah, that's right.
Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet,
and the hailstones shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand when the overflowing scourge shall pass through when you are trodden down by. I just read that because some people have made the wrong refuge.
Yeah.
I'm glad, Brother Ed, I got the right refuge.
That's right.
I'm glad God can do anything but lie.
Yes,
he can do anything but fail. I'm glad, praise God, all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen.
Amen.
Don't have a refuge of lies. Lay hold on eternal life and don't let go. Amen. I'm telling you, boy, we've got a refuge. Hallelujah. I don't know what's coming. I just know I've got everything I need to make it through it. Amen.
Right.
You know, America's made a lot of lies their refuge. They're going to pay the price for that. But here, David here, I'm actually going to preach from what we read here. He said, "The Lord is my rock," there in verse number 2. He said, "He's my fortress." He said, "He's my deliverer."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "In Him will I trust." Now I'm going to jump, and you might want to do this. I'm jumping to Psalms 91, and I'm going to read verse 9 to 11. "Because you have made the Lord your refuge," and I did, amen.
Amen.
I'm not a bit ashamed of it. I'm glad I did. Amen. Carolyn, amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Lord's my refuge.
Yes.
He said, "Because you have made the Lord your refuge, there shall no evil befall you."
Right.
Hallelujah. "Neither any plague come to thy dwelling." Amen.
Amen.
"He will give His angels charge to keep you." Donnie was telling me yesterday about driving a Corvette, and he's like me, drive like an idiot. I followed him. I sent him on out. I mean, he about bent the frame on him. I better not say this on car. But anyway, he was driving a Corvette. He said, "Eddie, I was driving this Corvette." He said, "3 days later, I woke up in the hospital." He said, "How did I survive?" I said, "Somebody was either praying for it or somebody had God for a refuge."
Amen.
I'm just telling you, buddy. Not only, Brother Ed, does it make a difference to us, it makes a difference to our children.
Amen. Yes, it
does. I'm telling you, buddy.
Yes, it does.
Even the children get in on this plan.
Yeah.
They have people offering me all kind of plans right now. I've bought all the life insurance I can afford and all I can purchase. But I'm telling you, praise God, even the kids are included in our refuge.
Yeah.
Because we've made the Lord our refuge,
yeah,
man, we're covered. Amen.
Amen.
I remember one time a lady knocked on my door, and I ain't really got time to go in this. But she was trying to sell me some cancer insurance. And I'd spent the whole night upstairs reading my Bible and praying. And Brother Denny, she said, "Sir," she said, "I'm selling cancer insurance, and I've about 3 sheets of the Holy Ghost anyway." I said, "Ma'am, I'm not interested." I said, "I'm covered by the blood." I said, "It covers everything." I said, "I already got a life insurance policy. And you know, she's trying to sell me cancer insurance." And you know what? I wasn't trying to be sarcastic. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I was just full of the Holy Spirit of God. And you know, David here, he said, "The Lord is my rock." Hey, he wasn't going to trade rocks neither. And he said, "The Lord is my fortress." Glory to God. When bombs start falling, you'll be glad you got a fortress, amen. "And my deliverer," amen. When it gets too bad, Brother Ed, I'm getting out,
amen.
And I've got to exit, amen. He said, amen, "The God of my rock." Hallelujah. In verse number 3, he said, "The God of my rock, in Him will I trust." He said, "He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower." I'm telling you, buddy, the Lord didn't hold anything back. In Psalms 91, I'm going to read verses 5 through 8. He says, "You shall not be afraid."
Right.
Can't even read my own writing. "Of the terrors by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness." Now, every now and then I have to admit I do get surprised, but I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
I might run out of my shoes, but I ain't got no reason to run.
Amen.
He says, "Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday." You look over at Ukraine, and it's just wasteland.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm not there.
Shame.
But I'll tell you what, if I was there, all these promises, Brother James, all these promises would be real. I wouldn't have to worry about one of them
what do you call it, an ultrasonic missile, whatever it is, hypersonic missile.
Yeah.
It's five times faster than speed of light or something like that. Hey, look, I ain't got to worry about none of that. I'm talking about when I answer the door, I ain't got to worry about who it is.
Right.
Y'all ever get any scam calls, I ain't got to worry about them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, I got in good with the Lord. I've got a refuge. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is times of uncertainty when you need a refuge. He said, a thousand shall fall at thy side. I can't help that. But you know what? I didn't fall. He said, 10,000 at thy right hand. I can't help that. But I ain't falling. And he said, but it shall not come to thee. Only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. You better have refuge.
Amen.
I'm talking about right now, today.
Yeah.
You can be at Walmart, and Sybil, you can be getting ready to get in your car, and somebody just push you on over and get in there, and you're never seen again. They said the last time they seen a young girl was somebody was forcing his way into her car, and she was not seen again. Thank God for the refuge of the Lord. You know, these days we're living in, I ain't got a bit of problem at all having a gun, but God's better than a gun.
That's right.
That gun might miss far. I might miss what I'm shooting at. Might shoot myself. A lot of people have shot themselves trying to pull a gun. A friend of mine shot himself in the leg trying to quit y'all. I'm just telling you. You remember Ricky Garrison?
Mm-hmm.
Shot himself way too.
Yeah.
I grew up with Ricky Garrison. But anyway, I'm just telling you, boy, in the hour we're living in, you need a refuge.
Yeah.
You need to know the Lord personally. The one I talked to earlier this morning as I was praying for all y'all, you need to know him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the one, Brandon, woke me up one night and said, get up and pray for your home. And I'm in the flesh, you know, I'm like God and won't sleep.
Yeah.
I need you for it. Example there, brother. But I get in the flesh. This morning I struggled to get up. I wanted to get up at 3, but I didn't get up like 4:30. But I did get up. I think a little bit on stick down back there. I don't know. But anyway, I got up. And the first thing I thought I'd do, Brother Ed, I thought I'll shave first.
Yeah.
And I'll shower first. Then I'll pray. And then I'll study and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I did that. I shaved first. And I showered. And I went in there and probably looked better. Probably smelled better too. And I just started thanking the Lord. And I said, Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Thank you for giving me another day. Just like Sharon, I want to thank the Lord for everything.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate her singing this song. Just want to thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
We need to do more of that.
That's
but anyway, you need to know the Lord personally.
That's right.
The Bible says the foundations of the Lord stand sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His.
Yeah.
In St. John chapter 10, He said, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. They know my voice.
Yeah,
I call them by name.
Yeah.
They follow me. Make sure you've got a refuge. This hour we're living in, an hour of deception, an hour of destruction, an hour, buddy, I'm telling you, where you just don't know. They're stealing the gas out of people's gas tanks, Brother Ed.
Yeah, amen.
And they're taking people's lives, too.
Yep.
That's how we're living in, Brother Danny.
Yep.
Probably a good idea to have that back behind your belt back there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't want to be a pigeon. I don't want to be, not having some means of protecting myself, but you know, the Lord has really got me covered. But
yeah.
I haven't really suffered much at all. I don't know how in the world I could complain because He's taking good care of me. But He said, "You'll see the reward of the wicked." In verse number 3, He said, "The Lord is my refuge." Make it personal. Get the pronoun right. He's my refuge.
Right.
My salvation. My high tower. Down there in verse number 3, He said, my Savior. And He saves me from violence. We're living in a day of violence. I just seen this morning. I probably said something they don't like again. I seen this morning where a 12-year-old girl was shot by 3 men.
Yeah.
Killed.
Yeah, I seen it.
Just telling you. day of violence, blood running. Young girl, 12 years old, wanted to live. I can't do nothing about three guys shooting her. I can't do nothing about them pushing somebody in front of a coming train. I can't do nothing about somebody. Donnie was telling me yesterday about these Amish people that was going to a wedding, and they was in a van, and I think it was a drunk, come across, hit them head on, killed everybody but an infant child in a car seat. Somehow it survived. I can't do nothing about that. But I'll tell you what they could do. They could have the Lord for their refuge.
Right.
Amen. It'll make a difference.
Right.
Yeah. Things just don't make no sense without the Lord. He said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. There in verse number 3. Psalms 91 again. Verse 14 through 16. Because you have set your love upon the Lord, He will deliver you. That's affirmative.
Yes.
That's not a maybe. That's not, it's affirmative. He will deliver you. You can call and He will answer you. They called Joe Biden and he didn't answer. Or Joe Biden called and they didn't answer. There's some comedian kind of making fun about that. He said, they called President Trump. I hate to get political, but it does fit real good right here. They said it wrong once, and he said they was running. Said it right a second time. They said, I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm here. Hello. Trump said, no. This is a comedian saying it now. He said, no, it rung two times. I'm bombing. But you know, God will answer. I'll throw that in there for a little humor. I'm not insinuating anything. I pray for this president, and God, he needs it.
Yeah.
And I pray for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, you call God, so He'll answer.
Yes, He will.
Ain't that good? We don't have to worry about getting a busy signal.
No, that's right.
He'll answer. Sometimes I answer no, but He answers.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few no's. Most of the time it's yes. Most of the time it's in due time.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's wait on the Lord and then get encouraged.
Yeah.
But every now and then it's a no. It's something I don't need. Something that really, I've got to go ahead a few times, Brother Jerry, but it did say no.
Yeah.
I saw it a little different later, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
He will answer you. He will be with you. In trouble and deliver you and honor you. Here's what I said in Sunday school this morning. With long life, He will satisfy you.
Yeah, that's right.
Now somebody said, I ain't afraid of dying. I just don't want to die today. I'm just telling you, buddy. In this hour of uncertainty we're living in, there may be missiles launching right now.
That's right.
I mean, we get our information from the news. We're sitting there, you know, kind of like chickens coming to the corn's been thrown out. Picking, trying to see what's going on. But we don't really know what's really going on today.
Yeah.
Today could be a day when they decide to flip the red button and hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad I've got a refuge. I'm glad, praise God, I've got a home.
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God, I've got shelter.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got safety. And listen, buddy, I'm just telling you, He will, with long life, satisfy you. God told His people to make six cities of refuge in Numbers chapter 35, verse 6. Six is the number of a man.
Yeah.
God said, make six cities of refuge. And here's what they were for. They were there to offer protection to someone that had killed someone by accident. I mean, he didn't want to kill him, Jerry. They're out there, and they're swinging hammers or axes or whatever, and maybe the axe had come off and hit him and killed him. And you know what? He knew, you know, somebody's going to be seeking his head because that was his brother, friend, whatever. So this city of refuge was somewhere, brother, and he could run to.
Right. Yes.
And he could find refuge there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? He could have refuge there, Brother Ed, until the high priest died.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened after that. I guess he went to another city. I don't know. But anyway, there was three on one side of Jordan, and there was three on the other side of Jordan. And you could run there. If you're guilty, they're going to get you out and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, they delivered you to the avenger of blood if you wasn't innocent. But if he hadn't intentionally killed someone, he could have a place of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
There's no telling how many innocent people being killed. They found out later on they killed the wrong one. But anyway, he
he'd have a chance of making if he could get to this city. And verse 11 talked about, you know, of Numbers 35, verse 11, that he could have safety there as long as he kills someone, you know, unaware, by accident. And if he kills someone on purpose, he would be denied that refuge. That's verses 16 through 21. And he'd be put to death at the hand of two or three witnesses, verse 30 and 31. They'd say, hey, he'd been planning this. You know, his witness, I knew he was going to do it. He'd been talking about doing it anyway. Two or three witnesses. But not like the sanctuary cities they got today, where they put in and harbor criminals, murderers, molesters, and abusers and all that. But in this city of refuge, and you know, I don't know if you notice or not, but most of the stuff they come out with, they get out of the Bible, they just misconstrue it. But if the innocent could dwell safely in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest, glory to God, our high priest lives forever, Hebrews 7:25, to make intercession for us, so we don't have to worry about the high priest dying, is what I'm trying to say. I got refuge.
That's right.
Devil been trying to kill me. Well, next month, be 34 years. He's probably trying to kill me before I got saved, Rita. But he's for sure been trying to kill me since I have been saved. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm in that city of refuge. Mm-hmm. Did you notice in the book of Job, Brenda, where the devil had to go ask God for permission to get his hand on Job? I've got a better protection than Job had. Job had good protection.
Yeah.
God put a hedge about Job.
Yeah.
And you know, to some degree, I got a hedge too. Yeah. But I've got better than a hedge, Colonel. I got the Lord. I'm talking about, praise God, he's over it all, and they got to get permission from him to touch me.
Yeah.
Bless you, sir. And I'm telling you, praise God, I'm in good hands, and nail scarred hands. I'm in good hands, amen. I'm not worried about no error. I'm not worried about no bomb. I'm not worried about anything because I put it all in his hands, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
I got refuge, brother.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Listen. Maybe as old Brother Eddie preaching today, you got to really thinking, if I got a refuge, if you don't, you can get one.
Yeah, right. That's right. Amen.
But if you got one, you just got to keep what you got. You might have to want to, you know, you might want to rededicate if you don't get saved one time.
That's it.
If you could get saved more than once, he'd have to go to the cross more than once.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what you can do. You can repent. And you can say, Lord, I've messed up again. Yeah. I want you to forgive me. You can do that. I've done it a lot. You don't want to get saved one time. But if you got any second thoughts about your refuge, you want to secure, make sure, whatever, we're fixing to have a little bit of an invitation right here. Didn't preach too long. I don't think it did anyway. But Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to preach this subject, Lord, today. Lord, I believe this message is a very timely message in the day of trouble we're living in, day of distress, day of destruction. Lord, so many things, Lord, to cause people to worry going on.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's safety with you. I'm glad, praise God, Lord, there's a shield, Lord, underneath the Almighty, Lord, on the wing of the Almighty, we abide safely. Yeah. Help, Lord, I pray today, your children. And Lord, if there's somebody here today, Lord, needs to be saved, I'll let you take care of that.
Yes,
and Lord, if there's somebody here today, Lord, maybe just needs assurance, you take care of that. If there's somebody here today, Lord, just wants to thank you, you get that too, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Brother Jerry, get you to come. Like I said, everybody stand. And if you need to come, you come. If you don't need to come, well, you don't need to come. But if you need to come, I'm here. I'll pray with you. I can help you if you need help. I can't do what the Lord can do, but I can tell you what He's done for me, He can do for you.